Two clicks north of the Bronx. Who would have thought she would have found love in a stereo? Two headphones in a box. She sits me up every morning on the walk to school. She ain't worried about. You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Brown fans, join First and 10 by donating blood at the Cleveland Browns Blood Drive tomorrow, Saturday, July the 26th. Visit clevelandbrowns.com or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make your appointment. Enter sponsor code BROWNS. All donors receive a commemorative Browns t-shirt while supplies last. Nathan Zagura, Vic Carucci, we want to give you guys an opportunity to get involved here on the final show before training camp. What are your questions? What are your pressing needs? What do you think about the report now coming out that the Browns are, quote, alarmed by some of Johnny Manziel's behavior and saying that it may have set him back in the quarterback competition, as we're now hearing, you know, reports that Brian Hoyer is pretty much the guy. Some of the reports out there, we've given our thoughts on that. We want to hear yours as well. 216-578-0850, or you can tweet the show at Browns_daily.
Well, maybe we need to get some answers tonight, because around 6 o'clock or so, I believe Mike Pettine, the head coach of the Browns, is going to meet the media. Also, Brian Hoyer and Johnny Manziel, I think possibly Joe Haden, are also expected to meet with reporters covering the team, sort of the camp preview media availability here in Berea. Maybe there we're going to get some answers to some of these questions, because this is troubling stuff, and it seems consistent with a pattern. All of a sudden, a lot of this is coming out, and just as you were saying, I'm suspicious of the timing.
Seems like
of this.
A coinkydink.
Yeah, because we went through the offseason with kind of thinking and knowing one thing, and keeping in mind, when you keep this all at the football playing aspect or football practice element of it all, I think it was clear what we felt, that Brian Hoyer was ahead, knew more ready to take the lead as the starting quarterback. But I also was of a mind to believe and had the understanding that in these past several weeks, Johnny Manziel would have the opportunity to gain ground by studying and working out. And I guess there's reports that he's worked with George Whitfield, who was his quarterback guru leading up to the draft. Whitfield now an intern assistant coach, quarterbacks coach for the San Francisco 49ers. So he's not going to speak publicly about, I guess, his work with Johnny. But this will be a question, I'm sure, that Manziel hears tonight, because Whitfield had a lot to do with an outstanding workout by Manziel that ultimately was strong enough and better for him to get him drafted 22nd, where Teddy Bridgewater maybe not getting the same kind of guidance, maybe getting terrible advice. Chris Wenke, I'm told, maybe let him down with how he structured his practice, his individual workout. I've heard this from some NFL people who said that just the design of plays, the types of plays that were scripted and how he went about his business was all wrong and cost him dearly, because he had a horrendous workout and ends up being drafted, of course, 32nd overall by the Minnesota Vikings.
Theodore.
216-578-0850, 216-578-0850. So we want those questions answered. We want to hear from you, by the way. So call us, tweet us at Browns_daily, at Nathan Zagura, or to me at Vic Carucci. Brian in Cleveland wants to discuss this quarterback thing now. Hey, Brian.
Hey, how's it going? Let me start by saying what's up.
I love it.
That was good, Brian.
I want to just say, Brian Hoyer, I like the guy. I mean, he trained under, he was the backup quarterback for Tom Brady for some years.
Yeah.
I mean, Bill Belichick, he's a protege of Bill Belichick. I think we should give this guy a chance, only because he ripped off 3 straight wins, would have been, if he wouldn't have got hurt, in the AFC North. I mean, you got to have some kind of talent to be able to do that. We was put in first place last year, or close to first place, because of him.
Yeah, he had a lot to do with it, for sure. Yeah.
I mean, I like Johnny Manziel. Don't get me wrong. I think he's talented, and I think that he'll win games for us later on down the line. But don't throw the guy out here. I mean, we done had a decade full of quarterbacks, and we done made the same mistakes over and over, throwing these young guys out there, setting them up for failure. We got a good quarterback in Brian Hoyer. Let him control it. Let him train him. And then let him sporadically put him out there.
I just want to ask you a quick question. Are you concerned, though, about he's gone? Okay. I wanted to ask him if he was concerned about what he's heard about Johnny Manziel, but the point's moot. He's not there. I'm just wondering if the feelings for Hoyer in any way, the positive feelings for Hoyer are driven by that.
I wonder if it's driven by that. I wonder if it's driven by the fact that Hoyer's from Cleveland. I mean, he went out, he beat Minnesota. They were 5-10-1 last year, last place in the NFC North and had the fourth worst record in the NFC. He did would have beaten, as he said, Buffalo in that game. It was 6-10, of course, but did beat Cincinnati. A great win against them, 17-6 through two touchdowns, five scores in his two games. Yes, he gets the ball out quick, averaged 2.43 seconds from snap to getting the ball out last year. There's a lot to like about Brian Hoyer. And the thing that's interesting to me is that, you know, we know that at one point they were going to get equal reps with the ones, and now it is Brian Hoyer is going to be with the ones and Johnny isn't. It's all setting up for Brian Hoyer to start, which Mike Pettine has said it was his preference all along. It was his preference. The only way that I believe Johnny Manziel starts week number one right now is if he comes out in this camp and completely wows everybody to the point where it is obvious amongst the coaches, the teammates, everybody that he is the top guy. If not, it's probably prudent to start Brian Hoyer week number one at Pittsburgh against the Steelers because he's played in the NFL. He has started. He has won the only game he ever started in the AFC North against the Cincinnati Bengals last year. But I do ultimately think it will be an open competition. But I think, Vic, we're seeing a scenario where the starting points that I think maybe in our minds were even, and then maybe it was Brian was a little bit ahead. I think the starting points are maybe a little bit wider in the perception of the coaches than perhaps we had thought at the beginning.
Yeah, and I want to believe that most of that is driven by what was seen on the field during offseason workouts. Is there a chance that some of what took place over the last few weeks, especially with disturbing photos of Johnny Manziel, had anything to do with this? Was there concern that he wasn't as focused, as engaged as he needed to be? Maybe that's part of it. But again, presuming that and then knowing it based on what you hear in a meeting room, those are two different things. So has anything even happened in the last couple of days? Because remember, the rookies, including Manziel, reported here Wednesday. They got in the meeting room then. They get their first look through of playbook and everything else or refresher courses and all that then. So in some way, shape, or form, has Kyle Shanahan, has Dow Loggins, has any of those folks seen anything or heard anything from Manziel in feedback that concerns them? I don't know. I mean, that's just something to consider. Joe in Columbus wants to talk with us now. Hey, Joe.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
Hey, pretty good. How about yourself?
Great. Good.
Got a great Hall of Fame story if you want to hear it sometime, by the way. Franco Harris almost kicked my rear end. But
Franco
Harris?
A little
off topic. Yeah, Franco Harris. Yeah.
He kicked your rear end?
It was almost, yeah. Yeah, it was scary.
Well,
I mean, I called to talk about the QBs. The Franco Harris story is pretty good, too, though.
Go on the quarterbacks, and then we'll see we get to it.
All right. I'm a Hoyer supporter here, but I got to remember, three out of the four starting cornerbacks for Cincinnati were out of that game. Of the three picks in Minnesota, one of them went off of, I think, Greg Little's hands. The other two, I just don't know if the wideouts made the wrong read, the wrong break, or Brian made the wrong read and threw the ball to the wrong spot. Because if I remember, one or two of them went right to Minnesota defenders. So I'm tempering myself a little bit. I mean, I like the quick release. I like the fact he commanded the huddle, and I like the fourth quarter comebacks. But this is not a finished picture. This is not a done deal at all here. I think if Johnny would have kept his head screwed on straight, and by the way, I would have waited till 26 and taken Bridgewater. I never would have traded up for Manziel. But I think if Bridgewater were in camp, Hoyer could be in some trouble. I think Johnny's behavior has put him behind the eight ball and really helped out Brian Hoyer.
Could be a factor.
And that's some of the speculation right now on this, that is, in fact, the case out there. Listen, the good news is, and you and I are both, I'm sure, happy about this, and I bet a lot of the listeners are too, that all this becomes moot tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow
yes.
They'll be out there. Now, the one thing that Johnny supporters may end up being very upset about is if it does truly turn out that Brian Hoyer gets all the time with the ones and Johnny doesn't, then you can make the case that it never really was a competition for him. If he is getting equal time, then it will be a competition. But he's going to have to get some time with the ones before we even start talking about that. And I think right now, kind of reading the tea leaves, and I do think there's some motivation. But let's not forget, he started the OTAs as the third-string quarterback and was the second-string quarterback within a day.
And it's tricky to, I think, get sufficient amount of time for both of them to kind of make that judgment. Usually that time is dispersed better in the offseason than in training camp when you're in full, you've got full install going on, you're really focused in your preparation, and you're really trying to get the entire team ready for the season. And I don't know, it can get herky-jerky if you're putting two different quarterbacks in there with the starting group, the timing elements and all that go with it. But that is going to be interesting to see. We'll know beyond a shadow of a doubt. But you're also right. Today will be really the last kind of chatter day about all this stuff. And then starting tomorrow, when we talk about what's going on with that quarterback position, there are going to be salient points made from the practice field.
Yeah. And by the way, we will hear from Mike Pettine tonight. Yeah. We will hear from Johnny Manziel tonight, Brian Hoyer tonight, and perhaps Joe Hayden. And we will have those for you on ClevelandBrowns.com. We'll be able to throw you to the highlights of those press conferences this evening.
Yeah, and you, Nathan Zagura, will be, of course, doing the host work on this on the website. So make sure people do check that out. For sure. Bob in Strongsville joining us. Hello, Bob.
Hey, boys. I went to St. Ignatius High School, so obviously I'm a big Hoyer fan.
Yep.
Good.
He's undefeated as a Browns quarterback, right?
Yes.
He's 2-0. He had the big lead when he got hurt.
Not a big lead. No. It was first quarter of the Bills game. The Bills actually ended up leading at halftime.
Oh, my bad.
The Bills were ahead, yeah.
I'm seeing tweets by Travis Benjamin when Johnny's out in Vegas. He's out running pass patterns while Hoyer's throwing to him. He's putting in work. He needs to play, and Manziel needs to sit for a couple of years. And just like, who's that, Gruden say he's about to be the best in 2 years?
Uh-huh, that's John Gruden, yep.
Yeah, he needs to get his experience just like Hoyer did.
Yeah, well, it's the ideal. I think it's the ideal way to go. It's not often the way it always goes, and thank you so much for the call. It's not often the way it goes because in the NFL, time is not a friend. You get only so much time on that first contract with a player, and you really, you know, one of two things usually happens. You find out, you hope, early enough in the process to talk extension with the guy before his contract expires, and you anticipate that, or you go down the road of deciding that he really isn't the guy, and you've prepared him possibly to help somebody else if he's not on your team after those 4 years. So it's a tricky thing, and you want him, ideally, if he can watch and learn a little bit. If you could get a season, if you squeeze a season out like that, I think that would be great. And I've heard more than a few NFL people, highly respected NFL people, tell me Johnny needs and needed another year. They would have said, best if he had one more year of college before entering the NFL. And they said you would have seen a dramatic difference in 2015 Manziel versus what he would be in 14. That's just observations.
And it's going to be interesting because there are people close to Johnny Manziel who were saying that he actually, yes, he was doing some socializing, but also was spending a lot of time in San Diego working out and is coming here. I think he likes this a little bit because right now what's effectively happened is that there are no expectations for Johnny Manziel, in a sense.
Not high. You're saying not good ones.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So basically he's in a position where it's Brian Hoyer's job. So if he sits, he's supposed to sit. But he's in a position where all he can do to change his lot right now is shock the world.
And that can happen very quickly.
Yep. Interesting.
All right. We've got more coming up. We'll get into some of your tweets. Want to get into those? And please call us, 216-578-0850. Not that I think we need to make that such a high priority because you've been calling throughout the show. But if you want to get in one last call.
Last chance before camp.
We can do it and hear the discussion. And again, we'll interact with you. He is Nathan. I'm Vic. CBD. ESPN 850. Football Friday. Forever, but you let them do it.